plea for living the gospel expressed. President David O. McKay. David O. McKay, Conference Report, October 1953, pages 131-133. We have just listened to Elder Marion D. Hanks, whom, as I stated a few moments ago, you have this day sustained as a member of the First Council of the 70. Messages of appreciation of the television service rendered this forenoon to the people of the Northwest and on the Pacific Coast, still come in. Knowing your interest, I will read two more. This is from Seattle, Washington, signed by Wilford H. Payne, Seattle Stake. Please accept appreciation of the first television broadcast conference session to Saints and Friends in the Northwest, from Los Angeles, signed by the President of the California Mission, Brian L. Bunker. Televised conference messages received perfectly. Marvelous missionary opportunity in the future. Gratefully, President of the California Mission. And now at the conclusion of this great conference, may we express again the gratitude of our hearts to these men and companies, who have so graciously contributed of their means, with so little expense to the church, to broadcast by radio and by television, the proceedings of this great conference. We want them to know that you and the church generally deeply appreciate their cooperative efforts. Expresses appreciation. We express gratitude, also, to the public press. I want to name especially the reporters on our papers, who have given such accurate and careful, complete accounts of the various meetings, speakers of our conference since last Wednesday, including the Great Relief Society Conference. We wish to express appreciation to the audience here in the tabernacle, your responsiveness and your reverence. May it be an example to the audiences, to the congregations throughout the church when they enter our places of worship. Very little moving about, no leaving of the services. I have been favorably impressed and commend you. We appreciate the cooperation of our city officials, their ready and efficient service, wherever it is needed, our traffic officers in handling the crowds. I have noticed new precautionary measures taken and the presence of the members of the police force on the corners, courteously, carefully protecting the crowds surrounding this block and throughout the city. We wish to mention again these beautiful flowers sent from Oahu and others furnished by our local florists. We appreciate our singers, and although we have already expressed it to each choir, I repeat again your appreciation of the Relief Society singing mothers, the members of the Swiss German choir, the men's chorus, who rendered such good service last evening in the tabernacle, and finally, and of course not least, the members of our tabernacle choir. To all of these and to all others, including our ushers, we extend heartfelt appreciation. And now, this great conference draws to a close. Our anticipation, our hopes, our prayers that it might prove to be uplifting and inspirational, have been realized, and for that we are grateful to our Heavenly Father, grateful for the inspiration He has given to the general authorities who have spoken to you. What great messages they have given to us and to the world. Truly our hearts have been filled with gratitude that the Lord has magnified each one, to the end that His word has been spoken. In conclusion, may I leave just one closing thought. This Church of Jesus Christ, commonly known as Mormonism, is in the world to make people happy. Happiness is the end, really, of our existence. That happiness comes most effectively through service to our fellow men, and the Church is the most effective means in the world through which that service may be rendered. There is no happiness without peace. Today, the President of the United States, his Cabinet, Congress, the Senate, the House of Representatives, the Judiciary, are all seeking peace in the world. Nations are longing for it. Mothers and fathers, grandmothers and grandfathers who have children and grandchildren in the armed forces are praying daily that we might have peace. Peace is the message that came when the Savior was born a babe in Bethlehem. It was heralded by the angel choir, singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward man, peace." He said to his disciples toward the close of his ministry, "These things I have spoken unto you that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." After his resurrection, when the doors were closed and the 10 disciples were in session, as he greeted them, his first salutation was, "Peace be unto you," and 8 days later, when the 11 were there, the same salutation, "Peace." What a glorious thing it is, brethren and sisters, and this is my message. Peace cannot be found in external things. Peace comes from within. There is no peace except by the triumph of principles, said the wise Emerson. Peace is within the individual soul. There is no peace when one's conscience is seared or when one is conscious of having committed some untoward act. There was certainly no peace in that young girl's soul who came and confessed the other night, fearful of the disgrace she had brought upon her loving parents, fearful of how she could again meet the world. She was experiencing the pangs of retribution, the antithesis of peace. Peace springs from righteousness in the soul, from upright living. If we are going about in the world to establish peace, let us begin at home, first with each individual. If you want peace tonight, remember yours is the responsibility to obtain it, and it is my responsibility, and it is your privilege and mine to attain it. Certainly, let us establish peace in our household. We are sending out missionaries, it is true, to proclaim peace and universal brotherhood. That is one great mission of our church. May all the world recognize it and cooperate with us in spreading the glad news, the glad tidings of great joy. That is the paramount purpose of our missionary work. May God guide the boys and the girls, the young men and women who go out, paying their own expenses or receiving support from their parents, in thus proclaiming peace to a disturbed and unsettled world. What a glorious concept! But let us set the example by having peace in our homes. Paraphrasing the author of The Simple Life, let our homes become sanctuaries for ourselves. Sanctuaries. A sanctuary is where we have peace. May our homes become warm nests where children may be protected and grow into noble men and women, where love may find privacy, old age repose, prayer an altar, and the nation a sure source of strength and perpetuity. With all my soul, at the close of this great, inspirational conference, my dear fellow workers, I say God bless you, that in your hearts and in your homes you may have peace. I say to all our friends who have been listening in, may the peace that comes from obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ find lodgment in your hearts, through your acceptance of the truth. May the spirit of peace be poured out upon all nations, that the threatening clouds of destruction may be dissipated, and the sunshine of peace shine once more all over the world. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, Amen.